Hello, this is Chris Farmer. Welcome to the blog. This one is Personal Development Training, How to Make 2013 Your Best Year Ever. We're at the beginning of a new year. Presumably, you want this year to be better than last year. How can you make this year better than last year? You have two major options. One, you can hope for the best and rely on the government to save you. Or two, you can do something yourself to make this year better than last year. Our advice is this. Don't just hope for the best. Don't rely on the government to save you. Instead, do something for yourself to make this year better than last year. Do something specific to make 2013 your best year ever. But what can you do to make this year your best year ever? Let us analyze that question and derive some answers. Your results in life are dependent on many factors. Those factors can be sorted into four main categories. They are 1. The environment in which you live. 2. The system in which you operate. 3. Other people, their actions and inactions. 4. Yourself, your own actions and inactions. If you live in a nice environment, if you operate effective systems and have good people around you, and if your actions are well organized and well executed, then we can expect things to go well for you. But if you live in a poor environment, if you operate unsystematically, and if you are surrounded by lazy people, and you take no effective action to remedy this situation, then we cannot expect things to go well for you. We do want things to go well for you, so let us work on each category in turn. 1. Work to improve your immediate environment. You are affected by your environment. If you are in a bad environment, then it's hard to win. If you are in a good environment, then it's easier to win. But your environment can be further categorized into two subsets: your general environment and your immediate environment. Your general environment is the town, city, or country. You cannot easily change that. Your immediate environment is the room you are in. You can more easily affect the room you live in. The advice is to make your immediate environment as conducive to success and peace of mind as is possible. Make sure you live in a clean, orderly, and attractive room. Don't allow your space to become untidy, disorganized, unattractive, smelly. Make it tidy, colorful, fragrant. Hang up examples of good art and play only the best background music. Make your immediate environment an inspiring and pleasant place. Make your environment suggest that your life is moving in the right direction. Remember that you are affected by your environment, and that your environment can be affected by you, the system in which you operate. You are only as good as the systems you operate. If you have bad systems, then you will be in the doldrums, going nowhere fast. If you have excellent systems, then you will be on the right track, making progress fast. Systems are important. Good systems equal good results. Bad systems equals bad results. Question: how systematic are you? Do you have a systematic approach to problems? Or are you in chaos? Many people are not systematic enough. So they lose things too often. Too often they forget to do things. They're late for appointments. They aren't ready in time. They let themselves down. If the same people train themselves to be more systematic, they would, over time, never lose anything because everything has its place. Never forget to do things because they operate according to written lists. Never be late for appointments because they leave in time to take into account the delays. Be always ready on time for the event because they have prepared in advance. And show themselves to be a top contender for the bigger prize. We suggest you look at improving your systems. Become a more systematic person. If you did that, your results would improve. Other people. Other people affect the quality of your life. If you surround yourself with people who are going nowhere and not even trying to make improvements, then you will find it hard to motivate yourself to keep going. If you surround yourself with people who are trying to achieve something worthwhile and are continually trying to make progress in their field of endeavor, then you will find it easier to motivate yourself to keep going. Make a list of the people with whom you spend the majority of your time, and then evaluate them and make a judgment. Which of these people are in the progressive group, i.e., the people who are trying to achieve something worthwhile? And which of these people are in the non-progressive group, i.e., the people who are not trying to achieve anything worthwhile? Spend less time in the company of the non-progressives, and spend as much time as you can in the company of progressive people. You are affected by the company you keep, and in return you affect the people with whom you contact. Be selective. Some people are good for you, and others can kill you. Be selective in choosing the company you keep. 4. Your own actions and inactions. The most influential person in your life is you. You are always there. Wherever you go, there you are. Because you are a ubiquitous presence in your own life, it is easy not to notice the effect you are having on yourself, i.e., that you are the main cause of your problems. It is easy to blame all your problems on the other elements we have discussed. It is easy to blame your problems on the environment you live in, the system, and other people. And it is common for people not to realize that they are the major cause of their own problems. People don't notice that most of their problems come from the following. They are not doing enough of what they should be doing, and they're doing too much of what they should not be doing. For example, do you tend to not eat enough good nutrition, fish, fruit and veg, and eat too much of bad food, chocolate, cake and alcohol? Do you tend to not read sufficient educational books and watch too much telly? Do you tend to not exercise enough and sit around too much in the evenings? Do you tend to fail to appreciate all the good things in life that are free and worry too much over doomsday scenarios that probably won't ever happen? Do you tend to say the wrong thing in the heat of the moment and fail to say thank you and I love you as often as you should? If you want the next year to be better than last year, then reverse all the above points. So for the next 12 months, eat more good nutrition, fish, fruit and veg, and consume less chocolate, cake and alcohol. Read more educational books and watch telly less. Exercise more and sit around less. Appreciate all the good things in life that are free and worry less about doomsday scenarios. They won't happen. Keep quiet and don't say the wrong thing in the heat of battle. And remember to say thank you and I love you as often as you can. Combine all the advice in this blog and implement it for the year. If you did, you will find that this year will be your best year ever. Thank you.